Now, the annual Summer Ladies' Day at Navan Racecourse will not be going ahead tomorrow in its usual form, as you might have imagined, but that will not put a stop to women all over Ireland from entering the competition. It will go ahead online and proceeds will go to two local charities. Elise Sheehy reports.
Mike, so did you get back to the sponsors or did they contact you?
I did. I spoke to three of them. So
fashion bloggers Paul Carroll and his partner Mike McCarthy making final preparations for the Navan Racecourse Virtual Summer Ladies' Day tomorrow. The personal stylists are well accustomed to judging Ladies' Day at the races. Entries will be accepted between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. tomorrow, and the winner will be announced on social media at 7 p.m. Mike has this advice for those who would like to take part.
Donations can be from €5 upwards, and all you have to do is take a photo of yourself in your outfit, make your donation and take a screenshot of it, send it through on the Instagram stories or through Facebook, and just tag Navan Racecourses and Funky Fashion Frolics. But most importantly, they'll be supporting two great charities in Meath Women's Refuge and Meath River Rescue.
And while it's all about the look, Paul says personality is just as important.
What we're looking for is a lady to really portray her personality through her own individual style in that photograph. Normally on a race course, if we see the same lady and it catches both our eye, we think, yeah, she's in.
It's uncanny the amount of times we've both come back and said, oh my God, it's her.
Yeah, and usually that will be the lady that will end up in the winner's enclosure at the end of the day. We're looking for the same, but just virtually through a photograph. Be a bit quirky, be a bit fun. We need a bit of fun now, don't we?
Meath Women's Refuge is one of the charities that will benefit from the fundraising event. They operate a helpline which is manned 24 hours a day, all year round. They also provide emergency refuge accommodation to women and children who have to leave their home due to domestic abuse. Support worker Imelda Fallon says the charity has experienced a surge in demand over the last number of months.
We've seen 13 referrals for refuge in March, but in April we've had 33 and in May we've had 36. In terms of our helpline in the month of March, we dealt with 152 calls coming in and going out on behalf of women. But in the month of May, this went up to 404 calls. Again, more than double the numbers.
So this is a 1950s vintage dress and it was made by designer Julie Caulfield from Wexford. To match the dress.
In Dublin, Mary O'Halloran sees Virtual Ladies' Day as a form of escapism from the realities of COVID-19 and, in a way, returning to some form of normality, even just for a day.
We all really need that hit of dressing up and just looking at the photographs and keeping our interest alive, because, you know, these couple of months will pass. And hopefully again we'll all be there physically with each other. But for the moment, Virtual Ladies' Day, I suppose, is a good substitute. And then you have the charity element, and we've two really good charities.
Yeah! Wow, you're going higher than me!
Back in Meath, mum of three, Tina Halpany from Wilkinstown, will be taking some well-deserved time off tomorrow to spruce herself up for the virtual charity event. Her outfit is ready and she is under starter's orders.
I've a couple of goonas in the wardrobe. There's one favourite. It's a River Island floral dress. Even if it is sitting here in my back garden with the birds singing and maybe a glass of wine or maybe a gin and tonic, sure, I can just pretend I'm here at the races. It will be a whole new, different experience. Previous years, it's all about meeting up with your friends and, admiring the style and admiring the hairdos. I mean, it's a special occasion. Being a mother of three kids, I don't get the opportunity to do that often, so I'll be doing my own hair and makeup for this Saturday. I don't know how it'll look, but I have the dress and I have the heels.
So you're good to go. Tina Halpany from Wilkinstown in County Meath ending that report on Ladies' Day at the Navan Racecourse tomorrow, going ahead slightly differently, as you might expect. Elise Sheehy was reporting there.